Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 2nd, 2009, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Group Training Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month. It is designed specifically to help our prepaid legal associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of our business. Now to introduce tonight's special guest trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Millionaire Club member, and the leader of our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir.
You know, Randy, of course, it's always a privilege to introduce this next speaker because he's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, does a tremendous job out there every week just plugging right along. Platinum 7 Executive Director, 250,000 ring earner, and we just go on and on. But the most important thing in my life, and I believe in you, is your son and my grandson, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, welcome to the call tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be able to share some things with you guys on the call tonight. I heard a lot of older names, but I heard a lot of brand new people on the call as well. And so before we get started tonight, I guess I'll give you a little bit about my background and how I got involved with Prepaid Legal. March this year will actually be my 10-year anniversary with Prepaid. I started March the 29th of 1999. I was straight out of the Army at 22 years old. I've never had any type of experience in sales or in networking prior to that. When you're associated with a great company surround yourself with good people, I think great things are going to happen. And that's kind of what happened to me. Over the last 10 years, Stephanie, which is my wife, and I, we've written over about 7,200 memberships now between the two of us. And last year in 2007, we were fortunate enough to be the number three producers in the United States, which has put quite a feat, and we were really excited about that. Last year, between the two of us, we're a little over 1,000 memberships. So things are going great in Prepaid Legal. I don't know of a better time to be involved in Prepaid Legal. I don't know of a better time to be involved in the group marketing aspect of Prepaid Legal because our product is so badly needed out there, and employers see the value in it. They see the cost is not much in comparison to other products and things that are soliciting to the employees, and it just makes sense. And so tonight, I'd just like to kind of give you guys some things that were taught to me when I got started and some things that I continue to do on a daily basis. I'm a firm believer in keeping things very simple, very doable, and very duplicatable. And the number one thing, in my opinion, to get involved with in the group marketing aspect of Prepaid Legal, it is different. In the networking side, it's a little more professional side of Prepaid Legal. I like that part of it. But to be involved in group marketing, of course, you've got to go to group schools. I recommend going to multiple group schools. Every person that I recruit on my team, I tell them to go to group school, whether or not they're going to do group business or not, just because of the sheer knowledge that they get from attending those group schools. And from those group schools, you've got to go to every APT. You've got to go to every advanced product training we've got coming up this month. I encourage everyone on the call to not only be there, but get your team members there. The statistics speak for themselves on the ratio of people that write business as opposed to they go to the APT as opposed to those that don't. There is no comparison. And when I got started, After I went to the group schools and I got the training, all the training I needed, I think the key thing that really put me over the top and got me on my way in group marketing and all of Prepaid Legal, and this can be applied to group marketing and networking businesses, you need somebody to take you by the hand out there in the field. You need to find that field trainer out there, somebody that's done the business and knows the business. And if you'll set up the appointments, I guarantee you can get somebody to go with you out in the field and show you how to do Prepaid Legal, whether or not you've had experience in other type of sales or other type of insurance or whatnot. Prepaid Legal is just different, and you need to find that person out there, that mentor, that workout partner that's done prepaid legal and has had success in prepaid legal and group marketing, because to tell you the truth, I have the best field trainer in all of prepaid legal, and that was Papa. He literally went with me day in and day out, from before the sun rose to the sunset at night, way well past that, for at least 30 consecutive days. I think I was the cause of his third open heart surgery, but he'll probably tell you that. But field training, I believe, is vital to your success, because like Papa always said, once you know your product, 85% of your success in this business is your own personal enthusiasm. You know, so you need to know that product. You need to be out there with an individual, with a person that's done the business, that you can learn from, that you can be mentored by. And that's really, really one. In fact, if you get one point tonight, I'm a strong advocate in field training. I think that's really essential, not only to your networking success, but it's even more essential to your group marketing success in prepaid. Number two thing, you know, when you become involved with prepaid legal and the group marketing side, is to simply, you know, start out in your warm market. It's just like when you're first talking to those first prospects on the networking side, you know, you want to go to who you know, because, you know, if you go to that warm market, those companies that you already have a relationship with, they're going to cut you a little more slack than a total stranger or an HR director or a business owner that you've never met before. So, you know, definitely stay in the warm market. For many of you guys, this is going to be repetitive, but I don't think we can hear these things enough. Follow your dollar. Any business that you spend, any place that you spend money at, that go back to those individuals, because if you're spending your money with them, they at least owe you the right to sit down and share our products and services with them. There's been, you know, that I think me and my whole family are firm believers, and we put that to the test. I don't think we've ever done any business with anyone that hasn't heard about prepaid legal. As a matter of fact, I can give you guys a quick story. There's dry cleaners here in town in Ada, and I've went to them for several years. I know Papa went to them for several years prior to that, and I noticed that they didn't have their prepaid legal membership anymore. They'd dropped the old account, and I went and I approached the gentleman about it, and he said he didn't see the value in his employees having it anymore, and I told him I couldn't see the value of me getting my clothes dry cleaning there anymore, and I don't use that place anymore, because there's several other places in town that can do that, and I'm a firm believer. I really, you know, they don't have to buy prepaid legal from me, but they do owe me the right to be able to explain it to them. And I think if they'll do that, you know, being able to give a presentation, guys, is, you know, that's your goal, because when you do a presentation, the product speaks for itself. Another great warm market to go to, you know, if you don't know a lot of business owners or managers in companies or directors, personnel directors, HR directors, you know, I go back to my existing personal memberships that I sold. Because every person that you sold a membership to, that hopefully they have a job. If they didn't have a job and you sold a membership to them, it's probably not good business. But most of those people have something that they're doing already. And you can go back to those members now, because, you know, and check up on them to see how they like their product, if they're using their membership, have they gotten a will make. And if they do, that can lead you right into, you know, you can lead you right into them making an introduction to you, to their manager, to that HR director, to that business owner, and it's, you can use your existing members in order to get into those groups and those accounts. It's definitely a warm market area that I don't think enough people take advantage of. Also, the way that I've gotten that probably more than half of all my personal accounts out there is I've worked through other people that already had accounts. There are already people that already established relationships with the business owners, with those companies, and those are people that are insurance agents. They're independent insurance agents. They're brokers. They're benefits specialists. Because if I approach a company, it takes a long time to develop a relationship. And group marketing is really, really heavily dependent on, it's all about relationships. And so if I can approach an individual that's already has the relationships established with those individuals, it just makes sense to use them as a contact in order to get in there. And I've really had a lot of success doing that. And those benefit specialists, those independent agents out there, they're all struggling. They're all looking for fresh new ideas. And with prepaid legal and identity theft, it just makes sense. And they're coming on board faster and more receptive and accepted to our products than they ever have been. If you'll do those simple things, I don't think that you actually have to go out there and knock on doors to cold call. If you'll follow your own warm market, if you'll follow your dollar, you'll go back to your existing members and you work through people that already have relationships, it can keep you out there from having to contact just cold call on businesses going up and down the street or in town or a community. I don't like to do that. There are people that love to do that. Tim Moore, he's never met a stranger. I don't think there's ever a door that he would be afraid to walk into. But that's just my personality. I would rather work through individuals that already have relationships. It seems to work for me, and that's just something I'd like to share with you guys tonight. Another thing I'd like to touch on real quick in group marketing, it's a little different from the networking side, is your presentation. You know, your presentation has to be, it's got to be sharp. You've got to be professional, and you've got to be able to say a lot of information in a short amount of time. You know, when I first started, my Papa, I call him Papa, I'm referring to Ken Moore. You know, he made me be able to give a five-minute presentation. He made me be able to give a nine-minute presentation, a 10-minute presentation, a 15-minute presentation. You know, if you're lucky enough, you need to be able to give a 20-minute presentation. But sometimes you may be only given to be able to do a three-minute presentation. And the only way you get good at that is you have to practice over and over and over and over again because, you know, this is a business. You have to treat it as such. And to be good at anything, it takes practice. And group marketing is no different. I think group marketing takes more practice than any other aspect in prepaid legal, but it's definitely profitable and rewardable. But you need to memorize, you need to have that five-minute presentation down. You need to have that 10-minute presentation down. You need to have that 15-minute presentation down because you must always respect that employer's time that they've given you and don't ever, ever go over the amount of time that you've been allotted. Because if you go over that amount of time, you're really going to destroy that relationship that you've held. There's no trust factor between you and that employer. A great way that I was taught, this may sound corny to you guys, but it works, I guarantee it. The people who've done it, I've seen them have success. The people who haven't had success, they haven't done what I'm about to tell you to do on how to get good at your presentation. And that is simply go and get a simple tape recorder and give your presentation, record yourself. Because even today, I'll catch myself, I still record my presentation and play it back. About every year and a half or so, because I can still, you think you know what you're saying, but until you actually hear what you're saying, you know, sometimes you have to back up and say, whoa, you'd be surprised. You're out there, can't understand why you're not closing sales, and you would probably tell yourself no if you heard what came out of your mouth. And it's hard to do. It's hard to, you know, you're your own worst critic. So if you get that tape recorder out, record your presentation and time yourself and be able to get it down, be able to play back so you can plan, do, and review, you can get really good, really professional, and really crisp at this business. Another technique that's it's challenging to do, but it's something that I was told to do, and I did do it, and I think it's helped me have some tremendous success, and that is once you have a presentation down and you think you know it, stand right in front of a mirror and look yourself in the face and give your presentation. When you're as ugly as I am, It's really difficult to do. You know, some of you ladies on the phone have a lot better time at it, but, you know, myself, especially my dad, he really, really has a tough time being able to do that. But I guarantee if you can accomplish that, you're ready to go out in the field and knock them dead. When you're doing your presentation, there's different ways. There's all different concepts. I've heard of many, many presentations out there, but in all presentations, you need to always be closing. You know, when you're ever talking about prepaid legal, whether it's to an individual or to a group, you need to talk about it in a way that you're asking questions as you're talking about the product, answering questions that they have to say yes to. You know, as you're talking about a certain aspect of our membership, you know, questions like, you know, do you see the value in this, or wouldn't you agree that? You know, because if you're always asking questions throughout your presentation and you're getting them accustomed to saying yes, you know, on the title to the first area, on Title One of Preventive Legal Services, they should say yes to you when you're talking about that area a minimum of 4 to 5 times. You know, by the time you're through with the identity theft portion of our product, or however you want to do it, if you want to start with identity theft and end up with I don't care how you do it, but if they said yes, you know, 10, 12, 13, 15 times during the course of your presentation, when you get to the end of that presentation and they pull out that application, you have them pull out that application, you know, there is no close. You just move right into filling out the paperwork. So that's a real key element that you want to make sure that you implement in your presentation is don't just tell them about the services and the benefits. You know, you tell them about the benefits, but you tell them in a way where you ask them a question so they agree when you've made that point under unlimited telephone consultation. Say, couldn't you see the value if you have a question or, you know, a situation arises, can you see the value of being able to pick up the phone and talk to an attorney that is an expert in that particular area of law in which you need that assistance? Do you see any value in that? Of course, they're going to say yes. You know, can you see the value of having a will if you live in a will state, being able to dictate who raises your children, who gets your stuff rather than the state? Do you see the value in that? And of course, I mean, what are they going to say? They're going to say yes. So always, when you're talking about the benefits of this, when we're talking about the benefits of our membership, always be asking questions that they have to say yes to. You know, a lot of times I take calls every day, and as I get those calls, I always, you know, Jeremy, how do you overcome your objections? You know, you got a lot of memberships, but, you know, how do you overcome those objections? And, you know, a real simple thing that sure most of you know, some of you might not know, but you can answer any objection in prepaid legal with the feel, felt, found method. You know, any objection at all that comes up, if you'll use feel, felt, and found, you can overcome it. It's really simple. It does take practice, though. There's something else you need to be practicing. You need to be smooth. When a question arises, you need to be able to answer that question right away. Or an objection arises, you need to be able to turn it around into a positive right away. You know, I had a question this morning, or an objection this morning, say, you know, and I'm sure many of you guys have heard this. The lady this morning, she said, "Well, my brother-in-law is an attorney. Why would I need this?" And I said, "I know exactly how you feel. I felt the same way until I found out that my brother-in-law didn't specialize in every area of law, and there's certain situations that arise in my life that he can't help me with, and it just made sense for me to own this partnership." And that totally overcame her objections, and she filled out her application. And so if you can apply the feel, felt, found theory to any objection you encounter out there, you can overcome them and write a lot of business. And, you know, I know I'm kind of jumping to a lot of different areas here now, but I want to hit a lot of things, give you guys a lot of good bullet points really quick. I know our time is limited this evening, but, you know, the number one thing I think to be successful in prepaid legal, group marketing, or any aspect of it for that matter, is just simply activity. I'll share with you guys a little story, a personal thing that happened to me that taught me a really hard lesson about activity. And that's simply this. When I first got started in prepaid, I had a small team going in Duncan, Oklahoma. Duncan is about an hour and a half from Ada. I was going to do a business briefing there on Tuesday night. And so I drove over to Duncan early that day, and I started contacting people and businesses to try to grow my business and to increase the size of my team over there. And I got over there early, and every person or place I approached, I got told, "No, I'm not interested. I've already heard it. I don't want it. It doesn't work. No, 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 no." And that evening, as I went over to the hotel, I called Papa like I do just about every day now. And the first thing he always said, and he still says it today, is he said, "How did you do today?" And I said, "Well, Papa, I didn't do work for flip." He said, "Well, How many people did you talk to? I said, Papa, I talk to people all day long. And I got told, no, all day long. He said, well, no, how many times did you actually get to do a presentation, or did you, how many times did you get to tell the story? And I said, well, I got to do that 8 times. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's pretty good being over here all day and sit down and explain it 8 times. And I was thinking, you know, I was expecting from him to say, oh, you know, grandson, great job, you know, just hang in there, it'll work out. But that's not what he said. When I said that I did it 8 times, what Papa said is he said, well, you should have done it 9. And to be perfectly honest, folks, that didn't go over too well with me. I mumbled some things under my breath. I hung up the phone and I threw it in the floorboard. And I remember because the battery popped off the phone and I was really aggravated. But I went ahead and I did the meeting. The very next Tuesday, I was back over there to do a business briefing him out again. And I went back over there early and I started talking to people. And I got told no, I'm not interested. Come back later. No. And it got to be early afternoon and I was thinking to myself, you know, I can go ahead and go to the hotel and I can shower and then I can go out and eat a nice dinner and then come back and do the presentation. And as I was contemplating doing that, I remember what Papa said and about, you know, doing that one more. And my speaking thinking at the time was, I said, I'm going to prove that old man wrong. I said, this stuff just don't work over here. And that was my attitude. And so I said, I'm just going to prove him wrong. And I went and I talked to that next individual. As a matter of fact, he's a business owner, and told him, they said yes. The next one said yes. The next one, I not only said yes, but they actually became an associate on my team, and that taught me a very, very valuable lesson right then and there, and that is you can never go wrong in prepaid legal if you're being active. If you're out there seeing the people, talking to the people, talking to those decision makers, you can't go wrong, and it's all about activity. The people on our on the More Success team has had phenomenal success. You know, the Kyle Kimbrells, the Ron Ansels, the Linda Bowdens, the Yvette Mayos, the Millie Beckers, the David Petermans, the Harold Pinsons. I could go on and on and on about the successful Millionaire Club members, six-figure ring earners that have had tremendous success on the More Success team in group marketing, and I guarantee you it's because they're very active. They are out there every day. You know, group marketing, it's hard to do group marketing on a part-time basis. You've got to get in there and get after it and be ready to go. Go to work early and come home late. But it's the most rewarding thing that's ever happened to me. But another great thing is something that it took me a long time to realize, and when I started doing this, it really made a tremendous difference. You know, we always talk about goal setting and what are your goals and how important goals are. And I would have my goals, but I never wrote them down and I never really shared them with people. Just kind of vaguely I would share them with Dad and Papa, but I never really got specific with a goal and I never really ever wrote them down. I never wrote them down. I was like, well, you know, I thought I was smart enough. If I know it in my mind, I can just, you know, that's what I want. I didn't think that I needed to do that. But guys, when I started writing down my goals and making them specific, it was amazing. I have never yet failed to reach one of my goals that I've done that way. You know, when I wanted to get my six-figure ring, I wrote it down. I will be six-figure ring earner. I didn't know how it was going to happen. When I wrote it down, I gave myself a timetable to do it. I hit it. As a matter of fact, I did it a month before I thought I would, or that I'd written down that I would. When I wanted to get my platinum jacket, we wrote it down and we got it. When we wanted to get $200,000 in income, we wrote it down, we got it. When we put a diamond on a ring, we had written it down and we hit that. But it all, you know, you need to write down your goals, you need to be specific with them, and you need to share them with somebody that's going to hold you accountable. Because when you put it out there, to somebody that will hold you accountable. You don't want to share it with, I mean, you can share it with your downline, but your downline's really, you need to share it with your upline, the person that's going to hold you to that higher standard. I share it with my downline too, just so that they can see by, I try to always lead by example. But I tell you what, guys, if you do those simple things, I know I cover very basic things this evening, but group marketing can be a phenomenal phenomenal thing to do in prepaid because, you know, you're developing those relationships. It's great to get that company, that gold card signed with 50 employees or 100 employees. You know, I've had them signed all the way up to have over 2,000 employees. But, you know, it's those relationships you develop, that initial enrollment is great. You know, when you get 60% or 70% or 80%, if you're Jimmy Parrish, you get 95% every time you enroll someone. Well, that's awesome, but that next time, that next re-enrollment period, you know, whether it be that next quarter, or 6 months, or that very next year, you know, they all have brand new employees, and it's just that continuously flow of income that's phenomenal. And I had a really neat thing happen to me this afternoon. One of my members that I wrote in 2000, because I looked it up, September of 2000, I wrote a membership to a lady that worked at a company in Shawnee, Oklahoma. She called me today, still works for the company, still has her membership, but her daughter just turned 23, and she needed her own membership and was wanting to know. And it's kind of neat that I've had a relationship now with this individual, not really just because of where they worked, but now they're referring their children to me to write them up. Papa and I were at a bank here in Ada a couple of weeks ago, and it was really neat. The people enrolled, they were wanting to take out memberships for their parents and for their children that are grown and have families of their own. And guys, group marketing, you know, that you can't just judge that company by that one little block. You know, it's just 10 employees. Well, 10 employees is awesome because those 10 employees, all 10 of them probably won't be there in 6 months. And that just leads you to new people. And you'll have that continuously. Those continuous counters will just flow in month after month after month once you build up that book of business. So with that, I hope you guys got some good out of what I talked about tonight. If there's anything that I can do to assist you guys or help you guys in any way, don't ever hesitate to pick up the phone and call me. I always return all my phone calls. And with that being said, I hope to see you all at the International Convention in Oklahoma City. And I'll turn it back over to you, Papa.
Can you hear me okay, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Did a tremendously good job. Congratulations. That is a great job. Jeremy, there's one thing I'd like to say to them. A lot of them may be struggling with the closing or their approaches or something. And everything you said from looking in the mirror to you, I know you did because you did it right here in the house. I still remember one morning at 4 o'clock I heard somebody talking. You was up looking at the mirror and talking to yourself during that presentation. I'll never forget that. But, you know, there's a great book that will also help them. It's by Brian Tracy, The Psychology of Selling. And Mr. Stonecipher bought that, book. It's actually, was cassette tapes now, CDs. You can get that. I don't know where you get it at now. Pokey might have the number, but Mr. Stonecipher bought that from me over 20 years ago, and of course I bought you a set and your dad a set, and I bought a lot of my team members sets of those over years and give them out for contests. The greatest tapes or CDs I've ever seen on closing the sale or just sitting down and talking to people. And, you know, in just a simple approach, I often abuse the people to say, well, I'm not interested. Of course, this is not a group, but when they say I'm not interested, I say simply this. You know, I get paid according to the amount of presentations I do. You would let me get paid today, wouldn't you? And, you know, unless the guy is just really cold-hearted, they may say, yeah, but make it quick or something like that. But, ladies and gentlemen, you do get paid according to how many presentations. If you get paid, say, $120 a sale, and you have to make 10 presentations to do one sale, then you've made $12 per no as well as you did the yeses. And once you get to thinking about no's as money instead of rejection, change it around, your whole life will change right there. Jeremy, I know there's lots of tips you could keep on giving. Our time is up. But I want to thank you not only for being on the team, but being my grandson. And, you know, you and I have probably about three different locations to do tomorrow, don't we?
Yeah, we do. So we kind of need to get back out on the road with you.
Well, I'm even as old as I am, ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while it feels good to just stand up there and look at the people and just tell them about prepaid. Because prepaid is so much better product now than it was 25 years ago, and it continues to be better, as each one of you know. I want to thank each one of you who's been on the team, and in the next few months, Jeremy and Randy and I are going to be putting together some training just on approaches and closing and everything to try to help our team better. We're going to probably have it here in Ada, Oklahoma, and anyone that comes, we'll have lunch for them and what would be no admission, but the people that we have trained this way, the ones that's come to the school, I think you could ask Petermans or any of them, they went away thinking that they got some benefit from them. But I'm going to turn it back to your dad now, Jeremy, and we'll be listening for everybody on the next call the next Monday night at this time. Remember that Mr. Bob Griffin will be doing the small business training. So, Randy, it's back to you.
All right, Jeremy, thank you very much, son. You did an awesome job. I do appreciate you being on the call tonight. And, again, if everybody will log back in about 30 minutes, we're going to be doing our weekly training call that we're going to have Mr. John Hoffman, Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ring earner, is going to be our special guest speaker. We've also got two or three other speakers that are some of the top recruiters on our team, some people that have achieved a higher rank level as far as executive director that are going to be able to share their stories with everyone tonight. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close the call. I appreciate each and every one of you. Good selling, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night.